Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. While the Middle East is dominating much of the headline space this week, the president's visit to Dearborn is actually focused on other priorities. He's here to get a preview of the new Ford Lightning, an F-150 the company hopes will be a game changer. This electrified version of a Ford classic is the subject of much curiosity, both for F-150 fans and the wider industry. Joining us today are Mike Martinez. He covers Ford and other beats for Automotive News. Hi, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
And Michelle Krebs is with us, too. She's Senior Director of Automotive Relations for Cox Automotive and an Executive Analyst for Auto Trader. Michelle, nice to have you back.
Thanks for having me back.
Mike, I know you're coming to us from Dearborn today. Do you want to explain where you are?
I am, sure. I am at the new Ford Rouge Electric Vehicle Center. It's still partly under construction. It's all enclosed, though. This is where they will build the new F-150 Lightning starting next spring. It's still on the site adjacent to the Dearborn truck plant on the little compound of the Rouge vehicle complex.
Can you give us a sense of the scale and how it compares to other Ford operations in Dearborn?
Well, I don't have the square footage or anything off the top of my head, but I can tell you that standing here inside of it, it's about what you would think an automotive manufacturing plant would look like. It's massive. Ford won't get into any volume targets for the F-150 Lightning, but you can imagine that there'll be plenty of machinery in here, plenty of opportunity to have, you know, just like normal production lines for a gas-powered truck.
Right. Michelle, there'll be folks listening right now who are less up to speed on what Dearborn has meant to Ford's operations in the past. Can you fill us in on the history?
Well, going way back, the Rouge plant used to make, that was in the Henry Ford, the first days, with the idea of making everything. They made the glass, they made the steel, they made the vehicles, and then it was transformed into the truck plant some time ago. It's a critical element to Ford's manufacturing operations.
Mike, it feels like the company's plan for the Rouge Electric Vehicle Center is sort of its flag in the sand of where things are headed going forward. Is that how you've heard executives talk about it?
Exactly. And this product is really at the centerpiece of their ambitions. Ford said for a long time now it wants to electrify its icons. And you saw that with the Mustang Mach-E, but it really doesn't get more iconic than the F-150, right? It's been the best-selling vehicle in the nation for decades, the past 44 years, I believe. So they're taking their most important product and making it an EV.
I feel like some of the major automakers have so very clearly stated where their intentions lie in terms of electrification. And I guess the most obvious example would be General Motors, which has committed to an all-electric future. And Ford is just so well known, like you say, Mike, as a maker of trucks, a maker of SUVs. Michelle, could you talk about where the rollout that's happening this week, where that positions Ford with respect to the rest of the industry going forward?
Well, I think it's going to be really interesting because Ford isn't the only one that's rolling out an electric pickup truck. General Motors will be this fall with a GMC Hummer. And then we've got upstarts like Tesla and Rivian, which is also in Michigan. So, and what's interesting is there is no electric vehicle pickup truck market yet. So we don't know how much demand there is for it. Will people who want to buy a pickup truck go for an electric truck from Ford or GM, or will they want to go with the upstarts? I'm fascinated to see how this is all going to occur. And I think the other question is there enough for everybody? Are there enough electric pickup truck shoppers to go around for all of the players that are in the game? It'll be interesting to watch.
Feels like we're about to find out. Mike, tell us a little bit about who's on site today for the president's visit.
Well, we have a whole slew of delegates, congressional delegates from Michigan. They're on hand. So is Rory Gamble. He's the president of the UAW, the first African-American president of the UAW, took over about a year and a half ago. Obviously, the union is closely aligned with President Biden and his administration's ambitions. Although when Biden has visited in the past, both as president and on the campaign trail, Rory hasn't been able to meet him. And I know that's been something that's been on his agenda. So it'll be a chance for them to connect. Then, of course, you have all the top executives here from Ford, including CEO Jim Farley and Bill Ford, the executive chairman.
What has the union had to say about the new electric production at Rouge?
Well, that's going to be really interesting because, as I said, the UAW has typically backed the Biden administration and its agenda. They're a little nervous about this whole oncoming wave of electric vehicles. They want to make sure these vehicles, first of all, are built in the U.S. by union workers. And there's some concern that with these EVs, there could be fewer parts needed to assemble them, which means fewer workers. They're also trying to influence the Biden administration as it comes out with this infrastructure and jobs plan that will likely include an expansion of EV tax credits. They're hoping the administration makes those credits conditional on whether or not a vehicle was built in the U.S.
Mike, I saw some photos that you tweeted out from the scene. There were Ford F-150s on one side of the room and Broncos and Mustangs on the other. In case anybody didn't get the message, iconic vehicles, and more iconic vehicles on the eve of this lightning rollout. It feels like they're trying to tell people to expect more of the same, right?
Exactly. Iconic vehicles, but most importantly, built in America, iconic vehicles. Ford really prides itself and will tell anybody who will listen that it makes more vehicles in the U.S. than any other automaker. And that's certainly a message it's trying to get across as the president visits. One notable exception to all these vehicles laid out is the Mustang Mach-E, which they currently build in Mexico.
Ah, right. This is a delicate thing that we're talking about here with the politics of the situation. Auto workers have been such a coveted portion within Michigan's electorate. You know, a lot of auto workers were among the Reagan Democrats back in the 80s, and they've been a crucial piece of the swing vote in decades since then. Mike, I know what you're saying about how the union's leadership has been aligned with the Biden administration. Do you get much of a sense that rank-and-file auto workers are friendly toward Joe Biden or have been in 2020, most notably?
Well, there was a sort of infamous dust-up when then-candidate Biden came to visit a Ford facility during the campaign, and he got into it with a contract worker. There was some shouting back and forth. I wouldn't say that there's a collective thought for or against. Rank and file members are very opinionated. They often do not align with the UAW leadership on a lot of views. They often don't align typically with a Democrat or Republican. They have, you know, they had plenty of gripes with President Trump and now with President Biden as well. I will say, though, that I think there is just, again, a general sense of concern or worry when we talk about EVs and the future for these workers who have known a certain way of building cars for a century now. And there's some concern whether or not their jobs will be around if all these automakers start to invest heavily in changing the form of propulsion.
We'd be remiss if we didn't note the stakes here. Next year is going to be pretty important to Joe Biden's agenda, meaning to say the administration is probably hoping to turn out enough sympathetic voters to hold on to congressional majorities or else face a potentially frustrating second half of a term. Michelle, let's talk a little bit more about that future and why there's a bit of nervousness within manufacturing about it. As we mentioned earlier, electrified vehicles are very different beasts. Can you talk a bit about what electrified trucks might mean and what electric vehicles overall are meaning in terms of domestic manufacturing?
Well, and to build on what Mike said, yes, there aren't as many parts with electric vehicles. I visited the Audi plant in Belgium that makes their e-tron, which is their EV, and it was one of the quietest plants with the fewest people I've seen. And that is a huge concern with the UAW, with unions in Europe, about the number of employees who will be needed. And think beyond the assembly plant. Think about, we won't need engine and transmission plants per se, which are now UAW represented by the Detroit 3. There's a big fight about to begin with General Motors and the union over who will make the batteries. Will it be unionized workers? Because those are joint venture plants with LG Chem, their battery partner, and they have to establish new unions. And that's going to be an interesting battle.
I want to ask both of you what you'll be watching for, both with Biden's visit and the formal Ford Lightning rollout on Wednesday night. Mike, do you want to start? And then maybe Michelle, you can finish this up.
Sure. Well, with the president's visit, I am curious how much he'll talk to battery production. To piggyback off what Michelle said, Ford so far has not really been in the battery production game, but it's dropped very strong hints that it will be soon. It's an area of vertical integration they are starting to think will benefit them and help them drive down costs. So I'm curious to see if the president will call on automakers like Ford to invest and build battery plants here in the U.S., and we'll see if Ford has a response at this point. Just in terms of the F-150 Lightning reveal tomorrow night, I'm curious to see if Ford can do what it wants to do in terms of offering customers a compelling reason to buy an EV. You know, there's been some shyness on the part of consumers. EVs still represent about 2% of the market, but Ford thinks it has an answer by offering them more capability and essentially more power, more stuff in the vehicle than they could offer in a gas-powered truck. So once they come out with all these details, once we see the product, I'm curious what customer reaction will be.
Michelle, how about you?
The same, because we know from our surveys, the three obstacles to EV adoption are price, range, and the EV charging infrastructure. So I will be interested in seeing how Ford addresses all that. And on the administration side, same question. I think we can view this visit by Biden as he's on the campaign trail for the infrastructure package, which has a lot of things that will push EVs along. Got to bring the consumer along, though.
Michelle Krebs is Senior Director of Automotive Relations for Cox Automotive and Executive Analyst for Auto Trader. We've also been talking with Mike Martinez from Automotive News. Mike, Michelle, it's a real pleasure. Thanks for taking time.
Thank you.
Thank you.